And I'm Graham Longley Brown, one of the coordinators of Connections. Professor Bowen, thank you very much indeed for that. That's perfectly set the scene. And could also take this opportunity to thank you and the department for hosting us in this just magnificent setting. So thank you to you, Phil, and we look forward to working with you guys in Avanca in the future. Also, BC, hello BC, thank you so much. BC weaves together all of the administrative strands, it's nothing short of miraculous, which allow us to stay here. So really, BC, Professor Bowen, thank you very much indeed. Thank you also to all of you guys, clearly, for coming. There are 200 of us sat in the hall today. That is our physical limit. That is the capacity of the conference. Matt Caffrey, sat down the front here, is the originator of Connections and started Connections in 1993 in America. And I think you guys in your recent Connections had 224 or thereabouts. We had to stop registrations for this conference because they had the capacity of 200. Since then, about 10 days ago, I've had about 15 people. I know BC has had about the same number of people saying, please, can we come? So we, spiritually, would be in the same place. Now, that makes Matt's US Connections and this conference, I don't know, I'll take advice, the largest conferences about this type of wargaming in modern times ever. I don't know, it's a tantalising question, but thank you very much indeed for coming. There are representatives here from across the field of wargaming, so it's not just defence, clearly, but there are a lot of defence people here, but there's guys here from the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, obviously academia is important, we've got the police and other blue light services, Russell out here somewhere, War Games into the National Health Service, there are people from all across the field. I'm just going to pick out one group with a show of hands. Those true grognards, recreational war game players and designers, developers, could you please just raise your hands? Look at that. That is absolutely fantastic. So a huge vote of thanks to you, because I think there's a lot of people, certainly in defence, who do not value the added value that recreational gaming brings. I do not think we would be here today if it wasn't for recreational gamers. I don't think we would have a wargaming technique that we do today without recreational gamers. So all you grognards, thank you very much indeed. Keep on grumbling. It's all good. The other aspect of Connections I'm going to mention is the international one. And this, I think, is where we probably do outscore the American Connections. So there's 18 nationalities plus the UK. That's 19. I was wrong yesterday. It's 19. And if there's anyone whose country is not represented, please come and tell me. It'd be great to get to 20. And to you guys especially, many thanks for travelling across all this distance to come and see us. That's normally the end of this introduction, and I would hand over to people who really know what they're talking about. But I'm now going to plough on, because I just want to relate the structure of the conference, to explain the structure of the conference. Before we do that, why we're here, that's what it's all about. That is Matt's vision, mission statement. That is shared by all the Connections conferences. We are concentrating this year on that word, because last year you told us to do less on the wargaming war stories, pull up a sandbag, and more on that, on the detailed how-to wargaming. So that is the guidance that all the speakers and chairs have had. Please nail them with your questions and answers if they do not address that detailed how-to. Less sandbags, more detail. So that's what we're here to do. The actual structure of the conference then. We've drawn it from that document, and it's no coincidence that that was written by Messrs. Marston, Sabin, Moat, and myself, and we are using that structure for this conference because we are the organisers of Connections. That is not how it should be, but it's how it is. So we are drawing on that structure. To which note, that wargaming life cycle, think of that in terms of a project approach. It's as simple as that. That is what your programme relates to in terms of this conference structure. That's the UK doctrine, but there's a bit missing. Anyone, project management, Americans, whatever, tell me what's missing from that?
Analysis.
Good, going to come to that in a second. What else, apart from analysis, is missing? Oh, God. Tom, I pressed the wrong knob. There we go. Now, the reason that that is what happens in the UK and that is what happens in America is because in the UK we do not have the dedicated wargaming departments within the organisations that wargame, and that is a serious failing. Matt Caffrey, who is chairing Plenary One, is going to address that, but we, the UK, and I suspect everyone outside of America, has a lot to learn from the way the Americans are progressing this, and I'll come back to that later as well. So, I'm just going to limit myself to one or two key points from each of those phases, which I hope will be picked up in the conference, as well as many other things. Design. Rex, where's Rex? Ah, sat over there in the corner. So Rex Brynan, who if you didn't meet him yesterday, you'll get to know and love him by the end of the conference, in a recent email exchange suggested three pillars of successful wargaming. The first one is design to a purpose. How obvious is that? Does it happen? Too rarely. And the number of times that myself, other wargame designers, have approached that, gone to the sponsor and say, what is your aim? What do you want to do? Glassy stares. They do not know. I'll have to dig into files to find out what it is that we're doing. So that might be obvious, but it is absolutely critical. Ask any wargame designer. That's a pillar. It's one of Rex's first pillars. There's three. But actually, it's a golden thread. For obvious reasons, it has to run right the way through the project, right the way through the wargame. And it's the touchstone that you go back to right the way through. And that should shine through in all of the plenaries. Phil, was it you who just said that analysis is missing? Let's take it that it is. The other thing that's not on that diagram is analysis. That is the second of Rex's pillars. It's another golden thread. It has to run right the way through. If it's an analytical wargame, clearly, that will be the raison d'etre for the wargame itself. If it's a wargame that points towards training education, it's still absolutely critical. So analysis has to be one of the first things. All these slides are available on the web. There's no need to take photos, but I'm delighted that you are. Thank you very much indeed. We're here to share best practice. So analysis is fundamental and features right the way through. During the conference, in this plenary, in about an hour's time, we're going to get a presentation from Nigel Palin and Colonel Dickie Taylor about analysis, because that's the only time in the programme they can come. I'm delighted that that analysis presentation is actually being drawn forward into development, because that just highlights the point that analysis is pervasive right the way through. So I have no dramas with that whatsoever. So that's analysis. Development. Critical stage, they're all critical. You're developing everything. You're developing the adjudication, the player cells, the processes to bring it all together. The scenario critically is being developed. And the point I'm going to make is one word which sums up development, and it's that. Yes. You talk to any recreational or commercial game designer, and they will tell you that they play test their designs to death till they are sick in the teeth with looking at the bloody thing on the table. So play testing is critical. In a professional context, the series of playtests must culminate in a test exercise, the purpose of which here is to try to break your wargame, because it's a damn sight better to break it there, identify flaws, than to have it broken there. So playtesting is the point I want to make in development. Okay, execution. The third and final of Rex's pillars, and this is a genuine pillar, facilitation. You can have wonderful all of that. If you have poor facilitation, your war game will fail, or at the very least be suboptimal. Conversely, you could have poor that, but good facilitation will wring out what good there is to be wrung from your war game. So facilitation is absolutely critical. In this conference, last thing on Thursday, deliberately, is a culminating session. It's a facilitation clinic. All about, unsurprisingly, facilitation. I'll tell you more about that in a second. Okay, the next bit is contentious. Validation. Confusion reigns over the two terms, verification, validation. I'm not going to get into that argument, but I'll be delighted to talk about it afterwards. Validation here, I'm taking to mean in this life cycle, is the assessment of the war game to see whether it's been fit for purpose and what lessons can be learned. The importance of that is that, having identified those lessons, they need to be properly considered, put into a repository, and made accessible to everybody. That happens in the UK, zero. Absolutely zilch, nada, and I've run out of words for it. The US are, again, way ahead of us, and if outside of the US, if there's people from other countries who are ahead in that, please come talk, because we've got a lot of catching up to do. And to be honest, those of us from the from the UK and elsewhere, I think need to listen to the Americans during the conference to see what they're doing. because if you haven't got that, all of this comes to nothing except it's in the head of the war game designer or on the pad of the guy who's run the after action review. Absolutely critical, totally missing. And that is because we do not have wargaming governance in the UK. DSDL guys, the wargaming team, are doing what they can, and they are moving things forward, but it's still nascent. We have a lot of catching up to do. The reason for that, clearly, is that lessons learned come back in as lessons identified come back in as lessons learned that actually applied. But you can only do that, so if you're designing a war game, you refer to this, you figure out all the screw-ups that everyone else has made, and you don't make them yourself. It's blindingly obvious. And they're brought into refinement, and then either played back into a cyclical war game, if you're doing many iterations of essentially the same game, or they come back into the design, and that actually could go in that direction as well. So that is what it should look like. It doesn't, and we absolutely have to address that. That, then, is the structure of the conference, and that's the rationale for the structure of the conference. One other point I'll make before I move away from the conference, about 2 points. This bit, I've said, is critical. Phil Pornell sat in the middle, has stepped up at the last minute to fill a space of a presenter who couldn't attend, and is going to talk to us about that. His is an absolutely critical presentation. Keynote speak, Volker Runko and Brian. Lost you. Sat over there. Two of the best, if not the best, wargame designers in the world, and therefore also the best known, are giving us their keynote speech. That's this afternoon, this evening. It should be absolutely fabulous. They're also speaking to you before that, because we're wringing as much out of them as we can. And guys, thank you very much indeed for coming. It will be a fascinating plenary on Thursday in the validation, where a distant plane, their game, is being critiqued by two army officers, and Brian is chairing that plenary. I can't wait, no pressure. So that's what's in store for you, it's all good. I'm just gonna draw out a couple of points by way of furthering those points. On day three, various supplementary activities going on. The first one I've already referred to, the facilitation clinic. There is a box, Colin is modeling a box at the back, see, by the door. That's a perfectly valid box. On the back of your program is a blank sheet, or at least a sheet which introduces that and has room for your questions. Ask questions about facilitation, and there are any of the questions you always wanted to ask but weren't brave enough. What's the difference between facilitation and adjudication, for example? Whatever. So use the sheet on the back. Before tomorrow lunchtime, post your questions into that box, and then we will go through them and pull out the most interesting ones, and then a panel of the four of the most experienced adjudicators, again, in the world, being Messrs. Moat, Wallman, Brynan, and Strong. Where's Paul? Paul, at the back. So handsome as well as experienced, will field your questions. So it is an absolute golden opportunity to ask whatever you want of them. So into that box, please, by tomorrow lunchtime. And that is deliberately a culminating session because it is so important. Automation. These guys will be here throughout tomorrow. They will absolutely be up and running during breaks and lunch. Please take a chance to go and have a look at these stands. There's information in your program which tells you a little bit more about these stands and what they're showing. But this is technology in support of wargaming, which again is critical. Manual simulation, computer-assisted simulation, computerized simulation, they are all complementary and they all support the war game. These guys are going to show us some ways that technology can assist our wargaming. So please get in amongst those. And that's already been mentioned. Just note that table, which Professor Bowen has already referred to. And finally, a few things you need to know about, or I think you need to know about. Professor Bowen, I think you've covered off that, so I'm not going to say anything else about that. Just be aware that that is forming, as explained by Professor Bowen. Okay, courses. There are insufficient wargaming courses. America, again, is ahead of us in this. Those are two I want to bring to your notice. Cranfield, working with the Defence Academy, actually at the behest of Tom. So the first one isn't a wargaming awareness. The second one is the practitioner level. These slides are available later, so you don't need that URL. Those are pay-to-attend courses, but at least we are now starting to develop courses. Long overdue, and again, somewhere where the KCL Wargaming Centre is going to play a role. But those ones are planned, so they are there and available. And other connections. So, Connections Netherlands. Anja. Right. Anja, anyone's got any questions about Netherlands, go see Anja, and please support these events where you can. France, welcome aboard. It is Pierre. Pierre Razou? Excellent. So I haven't had a chance to say hello. Thank you very much indeed for coming. Pierre is down there. If you can get across to Paris, you are the point of contact, I believe, for that one. Brilliant. Australia. I know we've got Australians here. I haven't got a date. Is there anyone involved here in connections? Do we have a date?
Yes, we do. In December.
I love it. That's so Australian. Sometime in December, there'll be beer. Great stuff. Okay, so Peter, yeah?
Yeah?
Go see Peter if you want more details, if you happen to be passing through Australia in December. And Connections North, Rex, I'm assuming you're Connections North? Okay, so Rex Brynan in the corner. Please support these events. They are part of Matt's. Matt is a proud father of these international connections. Okay, finally, a couple of books I want to bring to your attention. The first one I have no hesitation in plugging, because this is Matt's. It is On Wargaming. If you can't see that strap line, that's what the book is about. It's been at the printers, what, since 1824? When do we think it's coming out?
1 October, please God.
1 October, please God. What could possibly go wrong? So that's Matt's book. The other one I'm slightly more recalcitrant in bringing forward, but I should do, it's my own offering. It is Successful Professional Wargames, The Practitioner's Guide. It's in the title. It is a detailed how-to of wargaming, so it relates to this conference, clearly. And that is edited by John Curry. Where's John? Published by the History of Wargaming Project. There's other books he's also bringing out, so go see John if you want to hear about those. But that book is absolutely... That's not what it looks like. It's just a mock-up. It's not just me. It's not just Strangely Brown talking wargaming. These are the people who are contributing to it. Best of breed, and these guys also get a chance to comment on it, so to provide counterpoints, to argue back, to give alternatives. So it will be bringing in all of this expertise. It looks like that, you don't need to know the detail, but four parts, as per the Wargaming Handbook. The bits I'll highlight, that's what we've just been talking about, so there's lots of detail in here, there's detail in the Wargaming Handbook, and the whole thing, each of these little ovals is a chapter. The whole thing culminates with a chapter from Matt on connections and the importance of connections to wargaming, which is why we're here. So that's why I show you that. And that will be coming out sometime next year. John, early next year, honestly. So those are the two books I want to bring to your attention. That's all I've got from me. That is extended. We're going to take a 2-minute-ish leg stretch in place and then straight on with Plenary One. Let the games begin. So thank you for listening. Matt and your team, over to you.